In China, after the earthquake last week, Chinese pop stars performed to raise money for the victims. One of them is a young woman from Chengdu, and she has a story that may sound very American, or at least very American Idol. 3 years ago, she became a star overnight by winning a singing contest called Supergirl. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has her story as she finds her way in China's pop music industry.
It's probably an inevitable result of China's market reforms. You allow private enterprise, and first thing you know, you've got legions of screaming Chinese teeny boppers. It all began with the show Supergirl. The sponsors formally named it the Mongolian Cow Yogurt Supergirl Contest. In July 2005, some 400 million Chinese TV viewers tuned in to watch Lee, with her androgynous looks and a spiky hairdo. Fans picked Lee, who was then 21, over thousands of other contestants, and they voted by cell phone text messages. At her record company in Beijing, Lee gets her makeup on before a concert. It's just hours after the earthquake. Lee says she reached her parents by phone in Chengdu and they're okay. She talks about making sense of her instant stardom.
I feel I didn't go into it with a clear head. I just thought I was participating in a singing contest. Each part of the contest followed in quick succession, so there was no time to think about it. Finally, I realized a lot had changed, but I couldn't go back to my original life. It was all sort of dizzying.
Some parents and propaganda officials did not appreciate Supergirl's slightly rebellious tone and perhaps even its democratic selection process. In 2006, the State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television set tough but vague rules for similar shows, banning what it called weirdness, vulgarity, or low taste. Lee's look is now more conservative. On her latest album, called Youth of China, she wears a Chinese-style shirt and her hair points down, not up.
Actually, this is not a major direction for me. This is my third album. My first two tried for a live sound and more danceable material. I think that's the fixed image most fans have of me. So this is just an experiment. It's for 2008, and it's my blessing for the Beijing Olympics.
Lee has been a stylistic chameleon, dabbling in styles from Latin to rock to R&B. Last year, Lee recorded a Britpop-style tune called Green to support the environmental group Greenpeace. In one song on Youth of China, Lee runs down the hall and into her classroom. Present, she tells the teacher. Late again, he scolds, and you flunked your test. Go stand outside. The class laughs. The song is called Poor Student. Lee says it's about being a very ordinary kid who dreams of standing out.
It was during my first year of college. I entered the music conservatory, but because I never studied music before, I lagged far behind my classmates. I wanted to get good, but I felt very helpless. I didn't know what to do or whom to talk to.
Another song on the new album is called I'm Your XX. She explains what that means.
Many interviewers ask me, what is your image in the eyes of your fans? Have you thought about why they like you? I don't know how to answer. I'm different to each one of my fans. They like me for different reasons. I'm Your XX just allows my fans to fill in the blanks for themselves.
Lee's search for a musical persona is her way of expressing her individuality. She sees this search as a trademark of her generation, which was born in the 1980s.
We're a generation of only children. Most of us have no brothers or sisters, so our individuality is very evident. We have lots of confidence, but also a lot of uneasiness. The confidence is because we're independent, extroverted, and self-centered. I can't put my finger on what the uneasiness comes from, but I often feel it.
Whatever Chinese may think of her, Lee is now a household name in China. The Supergirl phenomenon is essentially over, and advancing her career depends on building her musical skills. Right now, she says, she's learning to play the drums. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Chengdu.